नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कंठो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 6 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। देवा ऋषि पितृ भूतेभ्यः आत्मने जनाय च अन्नम संविभाजन पश्येत् सर्वं तत् पुरुष आत्मकम्। देवार्षि पितृ भूतेभ्यः आत्मने स्वजनाय च अन्नं संविभजन् पश्येत् सर्वं तत्पुरुषात्मकम्। देवार्षि पितृ भूतेभ्य आत्मने स्वजनाय च अन्नं संविभजन् पश्येत् सर्वं तत्पुरुषात्मकम्। आत्मन संविभजन् पश्येत् सर्वं तत्पुरुषात्मकम्। देवार्षि पितृ भूतेभ्य आत्मने स्वभिजाय च अन्नं स्वं विभजन् पश्येत् सर्वं तत्पुरुषात्मकम्। देव unto the demigods, ऋषि saintly persons, पितृ forefathers, भूतेभ्यः the living entities in general, आत्मने relatives, स्वजनाय family members and friends, च and अन्नम foodstuff, prasad, संविभजन offering, पश्येत one should see, sarvam all, tat them, purusha atmakam related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Verse translation: one should offer prasad to the demigods, the saintly persons, one's forefathers, the people in general, one's family members, one's relatives, and one's friends, seeing them all as devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: as mentioned above, it is recommended that everyone distribute prasad, considering every living being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Even in feeding the poor, one should distribute prasad. In Kali Yuga, there is a scarcity of food almost every year, and thus philanthropists spend lavishly to feed the poor. For this, they invent the term Daridra Narayana Seva. This is prohibited. One should distribute sumptuous prasad, considering everyone a part of the Supreme Lord. But one should not juggle words to make a poor man Narayana. Everyone is related to the Supreme Lord, but one should not mistakenly think that because one is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana. Such a Mayavad philosophy is extremely dangerous, especially for a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore strictly forbidden us to associate with Mayavadi philosophers. Mayavadi bhasha shunile hoy saravanash. If one associates with the Mayavada philosophy, his devotional life is doomed. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Srishtam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Grajamurupuring Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakhan Vitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Krishna Conscious Movement is a welfare movement. It could be described in various ways, as a religious movement, as a cultural movement, as a spiritual movement, as an educational movement. It can also be described as a welfare movement. Welfare activities are performed by persons who perceive that they have something which other people or other living beings or maybe the whole earth, planet, lacks, that by sharing what I have with others, they will be benefited. So the Krishna Conscious Movement is a welfare movement, but it's very different from the many other welfare movements in the world, because our understanding of what constitutes welfare is radically different from that of what other people consider to be welfare. People in the bodily concept of life consider helping the body by clothing it, feeding it, educating it. These are welfare activities, or by providing infrastructure whereby a whole society can function. in a manner more efficiently for its fulfilling its material needs. However, the Krishna conscious movement sees all this as not being welfare in the true sense of the term. It sees it as being a diversion from the real need. What do people need? People need more than anything, or the only thing, to know that all the suffering that I and others are undergoing is due to forgetfulness of and lack of surrender to Krishna. So the Krishna conscious movement tries to give this knowledge and tries to bring people in contact with Krishna consciousness for their ultimate welfare. But in some areas, the welfare activities of the Krishna conscious movement and the welfare activities of the non-devotees that can overlap, and most prominent is in distributing prasada, which is seen by material, or it can be seen by materialistic people, especially if we distribute prasada to hungry people. It can be seen by materialistic people as, oh, they're doing good work, they're feeding the poor, but our motive is not specifically to feed the poor, because we see that everyone is poor, even the rich man is poor in terms of understanding his real self-interest. So we distribute prasad because that is purifying to the consciousness and helps people to come close to Krishna. Now a quote from Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, volume 1, chapter 22, Altruism and Charity. This is a quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. It is not incorrect use of wealth if some portion of that mercy is awarded to requesting poor people. That is its proper use. To distribute prasad is the compulsory duty of grihastha Vaishnavas, even though their woe-begone condition is a corollary of their own karma, the impoverished are still the Supreme Lord's creatures. Therefore, to help them is the duty of the well-to-do. At the same time, to think of the poor as Narayana is only blindness to truth and a great offense. Vaishnava householders are not renunciants, monists, or worldly materialists. Just as grihasthas maintain as God's people their wife, children, and relatives, even if they're not devotees of Krishna, so too should householders help the deprived and distressed. From elsewhere in that chapter, during Srila Sarasvati Thakur's Vyasa Puja celebrations, hundreds of needy people were given uncooked rice, cloth, and other such gifts. And on certain other festival days, there would be Kangal Bhojan, feeding the poor. From elsewhere in that chapter, we shall offer such aid as food and clothes to whoever has faith in Godhead and has begun devotional service. We should feed and clothe the poor and provide them other benefits in order to make them serve Hari. Otherwise, what is the use of nourishing a snake with milk and bananas? That is not kindness, rather it entraps people in Maya. The first quote I gave seems to have been typed out wrongly. But anyway, you get the idea. Now, the rest of the talk I'm going to give here is going to be based on some questions and replies between some of my learned and intelligent and thoughtful disciples regarding these topics. Now, as per the quotes from Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, helping the impoverished with an understanding that they are the Supreme Lord's creatures, along with performing the highest welfare by spreading Krishna consciousness, seems to be recommended activities for devotees. Oh no, that's 1, 2, 3. That means the quote from the purport that we just read, plus the first two. And then in the fourth quote suggests that such needy people should be devotees only. Not exactly, but to whoever has faith in Godhead. That's correct, yeah. But in the same quote, we shall offer food and clothes to whoever has faith in Godhead and has begun devotional service. And then he goes on to say, we should feed the poor and provide them other benefits in order to make them serve Hari. Yeah, so it's for people at least in some rudimentary stage of devotional service. Now, compare this with Srila Prabhupada refusing a request made to him by a member of the on behalf of the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund. There was a terrible drought going on in Andhra Pradesh at the time, and the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund, which was constituted of wealthy and concerned citizens, were pooling together their resources to try to relieve the suffering populace, and they wrote to Srila Prabhupada that they would requesting that with the resources of your movement you can cooperate with us, send your people to prepare prasad to feed the hungry people, and so on. They wrote the committee. I'll read out the whole thing, because Srila Prabhupada was giving at that time in Hyderabad, the capital of Andhra Pradesh at the time, talks that were attended by literally thousands of mostly somewhat well-to-do citizens. So the committee would like to suggest that members of your society appeal to the bhaktas attending your discourses to contribute their mite to the Andhra Pradesh Relief Fund. So they're asking, one thing is that in your discourses, which are attended by so many people, ask people after the discourse to donate to the relief fund. The committee is prepared to send some of its representatives along with members of your society wherever you wish to distribute prasad to the hungry millions in the state. A request that Srila Prabhupada refused, and said that you should join us in spreading Krishna consciousness. We're not going to go and distribute prasad in the name of poor feeding to the hungry. So there appears to be a contradiction between these various quotes. So how to resolve this? And then some of my disciples came up with some analysis. There are three different sets of instructions for different kinds of for different kinds of people. One is grihastas, One is for spiritual institutions that run charity programs, and another is spiritual institutions going on a tangent while collaborating with mundane charities. So Grihastha devotees should compulsorily distribute prasad to the deprived and distressed, even if they are non-devotees, just as they maintain their immediate family, even if they are non-devotees. However, to consider the needy as Daridra Narayana is offensive and not conducive for devotional service. The proper attitude is, while offering prasad to the needy, to see them as part and parcels of Krishna. The system is, as we learn from Srila Prabhupada, that grihasthas should call out at the time of distributing meals, which in a devotee's home means Krishna prasad, they should call out any hungry person around, "You please come and take your meal." Now you may think you'll get swamped if you do that. But then if all the grihasthas did that, then you wouldn't get swamped. If only one does it, then you would. The example is given of Runti Dev, who, after fasting for so long, he gave all his food away to various personalities who arrived, and then he gave the last. He couldn't even take any water because he gave it to quench the thirst of an apparent chandal, although all these persons, they were actually demigods coming to test him. We find in the Bhagavatam also that it's the duty of grihasthas to maintain all the living beings in their house, even a snake who's living close by. That brings up another question. Should you maintain a poisonous snake? Well, then we also have the mudita sadurapi. What is it? Sarpa? Vishchika sarpa hatya. Yeah. Modeta sadurapi vishchika sarpa hatya. When a scorpion or a snake is killed, a saintly person becomes happy. So how to adjust that? Well, a poisonous snake, I guess that would be. So the poor are poor due to their karma, but no one is barred their daily bread by the Lord. Even the poor, they get fed. Or if they don't get fed, then Srila Prabhupada explained several times that if people are not getting fed, if they don't get food, that's also Krishna's arrangement. That's Krishna's arrangement for their benefit. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example that in the hospital, some patients are not given food because the doctor sees that they require to fast. So for karmic reasons, Srila Prabhupada explained that some people are forced to fast. Krishna will... mostly people eat, they get food, although some people, due to previous sinful activities, may go through more difficulty to get their food. Krishna supplies everyone according to their needs. Materialistic people don't see like that at all. If we were to say, "Oh, so many people are hungry," yeah, that's what God wants. So people would be shocked and outraged at such a thing. But Krishna also acts through the medium of others, and therefore he says that grihasthas should distribute food. And that's supposed to be for all grihasthas following dharma. And actually, if dharma is followed in the state, and the king is pious, then there won't be widespread poverty. And even those who are poor, there'll be plenty of people to feed them. But a grihastha feeding the poor shouldn't think of himself as, "I'm so great, I'm feeding God who has come to me in the form of a poor man." That's a completely bogus and offensive judgment. spiritual institutions like ISKCON is supposed to be the members of ISKCON who are acting within the jurisdictions of the temples. They're not supposed to keep anything for themselves. Within the temples, Srila Prabhupada said there should be brahmacharis and sannyasis, and grihasthas can be maintained with a very minimal stipend. Otherwise, grihasthas should work outside, or they should arrange their own economic needs. So whatever wealth comes to a renounced person or brahmana, they should use for spiritual uplift of others. It is not the duty of a spiritual institution to feed the poor. And actually, this idea that religious institutions are meant to organize hospitals and all this kind of thing, that wasn't there until the Christians came. It's the individual grihasthas, especially wealthy vaishyas and kshatriyas, they're supposed to organize institutional, you could say, welfare activities. The idea that religious people should organize schools and hospitals and feeding the poor on a systematic basis, that was actually come, the Ramakrishna mission introduced this to India. The very word mission prior to that had been connected with Christian missionaries. So it was an imitation of the Christians' activities. Otherwise it wasn't considered to be the duty of institutions, religious institutions, to undertake all such things. So if a sannyasi or a renunciant becomes involved in organizing food distribution and hospitals and so on, food distribution, as I say, on a systematic, regular basis, then that's paradharma, paradharma bhayavahat, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita twice. It's very dangerous and wrong to take up the duty. It's someone else's duty to do that. So of course, not everyone in ISKCON is going to be renounced, but Srila Prabhupada wanted the temples to be centers of brahmanas to set the highest standard. He wanted to establish Varnashram society. So in Varnashram society, all the material needs of human society are covered by that. So it's the grihasthas who are supposed to take up feeding the poor, generally on an individual basis. On certain occasions, just like it's mentioned here, the Vyasa Puja of the spiritual master, of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, there was feeding of the poor. And Srila Prabhupada instituted that. He wanted to do that daily in Mayapur. At that time, in the early 1970s, there were many, many poor people, totally indigent, actually. There were refugees flooding in from Bangladesh. And it was for several years, it was unmanageable by the government of West Bengal or the central government. There are all these people. How do you feed them? Where do they live? And there was tremendous poverty, especially in Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada instituted there should be regular prasad distribution at ISKCON Mayapur. And that was called ISKCON Food Relief. When Jayapataka Maharaj asked about going outside, to distribute prasad to emergency areas, like where there's floods and things. Srila Prabhupada specifically said not to do that. Srila Prabhupada said when there's traveling Sankirtan parties who distribute books and do programs, then you can distribute prasad like that, but not going to emergency areas. So you see, it's allowed, but under some restrictions. The general point is that as a spiritual institution, it's not supposed to get involved with fulfilling the material needs of others, because the spiritual institution has a higher duty. Material needs of others need to be fulfilled. There are many organizations doing that. Even all the organizations in the world, they'll never feed everyone, as Srila Prabhupada once quoted to some Christian priests who came to see him. When they asked about feeding or helping the poor, and Srila Prabhupada quoted Jesus saying that the poor will always be with us. In other words, however much you try to help the poor, there'll always be poor people. So to try to eradicate poverty, garibi hatao, that was the election slogan of Indira Gandhi at one point. Garibi hatao means drive out poverty. But there's nothing can be done to totally drive it out. So spiritual institutions, they have to, because we have this highest knowledge, this highest understanding, then our duty is to fully concentrate on giving that. Otherwise, the tendency is to get diverted. So, distributing prasadam and even clothes is mentioned here. That may be done, but in a manner that we don't get diverted into giving all our energy or putting a large part of our energy into that. I have heard that at the Ritvik temple in Bangalore, we know from Ananta Vasudev, because he first came in contact with Krishna consciousness by being employed by them to go and give presentations in colleges, preaching. He was paid by them to preach. So you show the slideshow, 1, 2, 3, 4, you say this. So this way they get young people to come, then they get young men to join, and then they send them out with a briefcase to collect money for their, what do they call it? Akshaya Patra, yeah. So that's the whole thing. It's, you pay people to preach, you bring people in, and then you generate money by collecting donations like that. Then we had another point. I was talking about this prasad distribution from Mayapur ISKCON Food Relief, and the government of Canada and the government of the USA, they were sending food stuff, raw food. There was gom, we used to call it, some wheat, cracked wheat or something. So it's not just regular wheat. And then they sent this milk powder, and devotees were supposed to distribute that. The thing is that the Bengalis weren't so hungry that they wanted to eat this gom, which is not their, this wheat preparation, which is not their standard food. They want rice. And the milk powder is terrible. If you drink the milk, or even if you make it into yogurt, it just produces gas and diarrhea. So what happened after feeding it a few times to the people, they stopped coming anyway. And then it was given to the Gurukul boys, who had no choice. They eat this or starve. And they all go, even the cows wouldn't take it. So what to do? But anyway, Srila Prabhupada, he approved of this, that you cooperate with government entities so that they'll give you food stuff. But we have to be very careful with this, because they want to perform welfare activities. They have their reasons, helping the poor, or the government wants to look good. While their businessmen are exploiting all the people of these countries, then they want to look good by doing some welfare work also. We exploit you 98% and, or more like 99.8% and 0.2%, we do some welfare work. Bill Gates Foundation or something like that. After screwing the people up, then they make a show of giving something back. So their reason for doing it is with the consciousness of, we are the body. We have to help people on humanistic grounds, or humanitarian grounds. Is that they don't say humanistic, humanitarian grounds. And there's a problem with talking to materialists. So we go, yeah, we'll go to the materialistic people and or the government official and say, yeah, you give us so much grains and we'll distribute it. But you have to, and they'll talk to you in the language of mundane welfare. And they're not interested if we say, actually, we want to offer it to Krishna. Even if you say that, they may be reluctant to give it to you. They want to see that it's just, they actually don't want you to mix it with religious proselytization. So it's dangerous in that sense. If we don't represent ourselves as devotees, we might get around that. We might go, we might just call it, for instance, food for life, and pretend that it's nothing to do with anything religious, and go in kami clothes to meet these people, and then we advertise we're helping the people. We just leave Krishna out of it altogether, or anything even slightly religious. But then we become like them. The idea is that we're supposed to be distributing prasad to help others come to Krishna consciousness. But then if we get completely in the consciousness that we're doing it to help others on the mundane platform, then we become mundane. Now in India, of course, we can go in the dress which clearly signifies us as sadhus. But that doesn't really help the problem if we're still talking in the language of uplifting the country by getting the children to go to school, by eating food. Because people in India are now of the, or that reinforces the impression that sadhus are supposed to do that. Whereas actually we should be preaching that sadhus are not supposed to do this. If the brahmacharis go and collect for distributing food and talk in the language of food, we're distributing food, we're helping the children to get a better start in life by sending them, or encouraging them to go to school. In this regard, I must say that I appreciate the efforts of the, in London, of the Hare Krishna Food for All, which is done by Parashuram and team for so many years. He might not even know how to put on a pair of pants anymore, because he does everything as a devotee. As Prabhupada said, to distribute food without giving spiritual knowledge is nonsense. So he does everything very clearly as a devotee. They take donations of food, they cook it, they distribute it as devotees with tilak, and they do a lot of kirtan along with it, and they arrange programs. So they don't try to pretend they're nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. But if we do try to promote that, we're helping the poor and this and that without mentioning Krishna, then we ourselves may get into that consciousness. And it's a grave danger of, because what happens is, if we tell people we want to distribute prasad, we want to distribute this knowledge, and people in general are not very interested in that, and they don't very much appreciate it, and they might be against it. If we tell people to surrender to Krishna, then we meet opposition. If we say that we want to distribute food, then it's high. Mostly everyone will appreciate. They won't protest. They'll say, very good. So it's much easier for us also mentally to say that we're helping the poor, this, that, than saying that even the rich need help. They need our help. Even the highly educated need our help. Here I am, Ramdas Brahmachari, no education. No, what is your educational qualification? I know how to put my thumbprint. But I know Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and you need to know. I'm a IIT graduate. What have you got to tell me? Everything. Everything you know is hogwash. They won't listen. They're not interested to listen. I have nothing to get from you. I am educated, rich, respectable. You're just a sadhu because you couldn't fill your belly. Now you want to tell me what to do. People will not. This is the kind of opposition we come up against. But if we say, we're feeding the poor, we're distributing pairs of shoes to all the school children in Andhra Pradesh, people say, oh, very good. Very good, very good. And they like to donate. So we become popular, we get money. With the money we can expand our activities. So everyone's happy, everything's nice, but the only thing is we don't really spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is somewhere at the back. Or we may do it in our own temple, but the face that we show to the world is not Krishna conscious. We should consider that why Srila Prabhupada, he was so strongly rejected that offer from the Andhra Pradesh Relief Committee, which was given very politely and with very feelingly. It's a pathetic situation. So many people are starving, and their cattle are starving, and let's cooperate. Srila Prabhupada was cautious about that. And then people think it's our duty to feed the poor. I mentioned that about the distributing shoes to the school children in Andhra Pradesh, because that actually happened. Again, the Bangalore Akshay Patra people, someone had the great idea to do that. They want to sponsor pairs of shoes for all the school children in Andhra Pradesh, and they approached the Akshay Patra, who's the real purpose of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is to distribute Krishna Consciousness. I may say, well, we're doing that by giving prasad in the schools every day, but people see it as being poor feeding, and they think, well, ISKCON's a very well organized institution for for social welfare, so if they can feed the children in school, then give them shoes also. And where's the... So people see it as being mundane. And then what do? We say, what do you do? Then you take the shoes and distribute them. You get more good feeling from people. Again, there were floods a few years ago in Andhra Pradesh, same Andhra Pradesh where there was drought. Someone in America who was earning lots of money, in his home area, he wanted to sponsor the rebuilding of houses for so many people's houses who had been destroyed. And he thought, what better organization to approach than ISKCON? So then ISKCON becomes involved in rebuilding houses that had been destroyed in the flood. It's a slippery slope. You're on a steep slope, it's slippery, you start sliding and sliding and sliding more and more. So we want to feed prasadam to people so that they will become devotees. But Srila Prabhupada, again, he stated there should be kirtan and giving spiritual knowledge along with that. Even in the restaurants, Srila Prabhupada, the devotee-organized restaurants, Srila Prabhupada said it should be written, people should know, this is Krishna prasadam, food offered to Krishna. He wanted people to know that. That it's not just vegetarian food or vegan food. I don't know if the word vegan was even coined at that time. So really it's the duty of Grihastha devotees to feed the poor. His main duty toward other living entities is to help them get Krishna consciousness. As a Grihastha within Varnashram society, it's his duty to feed the poor who happen to come around his house at mealtime. How practical it is to do that in the present day and age, we have to see. Srila Prabhupada, of course, he was raised in Calcutta, and there must have been so many poor people at that time also. His father would invite one or two sadhus every day. That was his way of fulfilling that Grihastha's duty. So every day at lunchtime, they would feed some sadhus. We should feed the poor with Krishna prasad on at least festival days. There's big, for everyone, there is prasad. In holy places, we see, just like many years ago, I went to Chitrakoot, and there are many ashrams like this where they feed whoever comes at midday, but everyone has to sit down and chant Ram Nam for 1 hour prior to being fed. Then everyone will get. That's the condition. It's not unconditional. At Amritsar, it's famous. They have the Sikhs. They have a huge kitchen in which they feed everyone who comes. And in general, in the Sikh religion, actually all religions, they have the idea that you should help the poor. But that's not the main purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, to help on the bodily level people who, by their karmic reactions, are less fortunate than others, because devotees see everyone as being unfortunate without everyone who doesn't have Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. This can be debated back and forward, and we all have the same instructions of Srila Prabhupada and the same instructions of Shastra, but people tend to see it in different ways. Any question or comment about this, please, before you go out to do the highest welfare work of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books to the people who are suffering the spiritual poverty of not being interested in surrender to Krishna. All right then. Hare Krishna, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu vidavicha. Patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.
Bhakti Vikas Maharaj ki jai.